Hello, everybody. This is the Creepy Time with AKG Zone, and we're here to give you another episode of Geek Network. Now it's going to be called Tech Talk because Geek Network is not really a network. So we're changing it to Tech Talk because we talk about technology in general, and we just felt it would be a great name.
Yeah, that's, I guess that really sums the reason for the change up, I guess.
Yep. Also, I'm sorry for last episode. We were rather high. Fantastic information.
Yes, we were.
So let's jump right in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Also, Phil Hostu might be joining us sometime during the podcast. But go on.
He might be joining us.
Go ahead and start with your week, Aaron.
Okie dokie. So this week, I played some Battlefield a little bit. And, I didn't really do too much, I suppose. I just been busy and stuff, I guess.
Have you done anything general technology? Research stuff? I know you've been looking at a nice graphics card.
Just still looking at GTX 560. I don't have enough money to buy it right now, but...
Yeah. I need to get a new power supply, because I'm thinking about getting a 750-watt one, so I could go ahead and possibly get a new processor, something I'm looking at.
Yeah, I think the only thing that the AMD motherboard supports is up to an X6 processor, which is 3.4 gigahertz, but, I mean, that's, the max it supports.
Yeah, that's just what I'm looking at, because I'm only 3 gigahertz, so I mean, 3 gigahertz is... after that, you're pretty fast, but, I just want to, if I can upgrade it, I think that's what I'm thinking I'm doing.
Yeah, with the, if I had a better cooling system, there is a way to overclock this processor, but, I don't know, they said you could overclock it up to 3.4 gigahertz, but I don't know, I'm afraid it's going to overheat.
I can overclock my thing, but it automatically, whenever I shut down and turn on my computer again, it automatically resets it so it's not overclocked anymore. So I just don't want to deal with the pain of always setting it to overclock.
Yeah.
Just frustrating.
Yeah.
Also, plans for the future podcast. What are your plans, Aaron?
Hopefully, eventually, once they have everything figured out, we'll be, joining that new network with the Dead Workers Party.
From Drivel Spencer, he's separating from the Dead Workers Party, and they're going to head and start this new thing. It's just been taking a while because they have a lot of stuff to get set up. They have to find a webmaster, and they still haven't quite found him yet, so it might take them just a little bit to get everything set in alignment, but once they get it done, hopefully we'll be one of those people joining.
Yeah. So,
also, yeah, this picture that we have right now on our screen, I think this qualifies in plans for the future. We're trying to work on our consistency, because...
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, a logo-ish
thing. A great
logo thing
that we can use. And we are going to be uploading every week now. If it doesn't get uploaded by Wednesday, it'll definitely be uploaded by the end of the week.
Yeah, I'll probably just upload it the same day we record it.
Yeah, so we will try to do everything we can to make it as consistent as possible.
Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know, from what I could tell when I tested the recording, it seems like the audio levels are back to normal. Don't know what the heck happened last week, but
I think.
So, yeah.
Aaron, do you want to get us started in our news?
Yeah.
What's happening in the tech world?
So, apparently there was recently a hacking contest... to see who was the best hacker, and Chrome fell into third place of being the is it the easiest to hack or most hackable?
I think it's the hardest to hack. I mean, this kit, there was only one person who was able to hack it.
And now they
released a patching whatever that kid was able to do.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because now we're a bit safer, actually, due to this.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, I haven't really had any trouble with, security in terms of Google Chrome. People say that computers are very virus-prone and stuff, which I suppose they are, but, I mean, I've never really had any problems with that.
If you don't go to really bad sites all the time, or at all. Your computer should be pretty safe. I mean, I have a antivirus on my computer personally.
Yeah.
It's always just a good smart thing to have, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean, once my antivirus expires, I'm going to install Microsoft Security Essentials because that's free and that's nice and secure.
Yeah, my parents pay for the antivirus software I have.
So do mine, but I don't think they want to pay for it again. Just saving money. Okay, yeah. Moving on to our next article we have here. Apparently, generally called the iPad 3, its name has not quite been disclosed by Apple. They haven't quite...
I would probably say they should just call it the iPad 3, because, I mean, it seems like whenever people try and come up with new iPad names, or new names for new devices, they end up just kind of, you know, not catching on, like the name doesn't.
Yeah.
So, I think they should probably just, you know, go with the iPad 3.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they have set this apart, because now that it has a Retina display, it has a better processor, has a quad-core processor, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's the second mobile device that I've seen to come up with a quad-core processor.
What was the first one?
PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, so I guess the PS3, but the iPad 3, as we're going to call it, because we don't have another name for it at this moment. It looks like it's going to pretty much, the iPad 3 is going to evolve into more of a gaming thing as well as a nice tablet.
Yeah, I know, considering that it has so much power.
It's evolving to have more power. It's right now it's at equal to the PS
Vita.
Vita,
whatever. I've heard it both ways. So, yeah, I don't know exactly how far they really need to go with the iPad. I mean, now that they're giving it so much power and stuff, I don't quite understand what they're going for with it. And, yeah, I don't know.
I think they're just trying to attract a wider audience. Because before the iPad was not really a gaming device, the people would buy it for the tablet properties, taking notes. It's like a laptop, but it's lighter. It's less word processing. It's just for like jotting notes and reading books. And I guess that's why people would buy it. But now they're opening it up to possibly more gaming products too.
Yeah.
When what's that? What's the name of the game that you install on your iPad your iPod that went along with the music?
Oh yeah, Beat Hazard Ultra.
Beat Hazard Ultra. That would probably go onto the iPad, and since it seemed to me like that would be a very graphics heavy game, and I could even see your iPod lagging.
Yeah, I know. It is a second generation iPod, so I mean.
Yeah, I mean, but I just showing the evolution of the iPad and iPod devices are going in the more general direction of gaming and graphic processing.
Yeah, I know.
It feels like that's the general direction that they're trying to go. I mean, it'd be awesome if Apple came out with their own console, but I wouldn't buy it because I'm a hardcore PC gamer. But it would be also nice if they went in the general direction and tried to make gamers more happy.
Yeah.
If they bought an Apple device. And then I would definitely fall in love with Apple if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Made it less expensive to game on their stuff and so on.
I also was surprised to see the price of this thing. They didn't, I don't know.
They didn't raise the price at all.
It's just $500. And then what also got me a little bit angry is they didn't really lower the price of the iPad 2 either that much.
So. Yeah, I mean, I would actually, I'm probably going to get a used iPad 2 sometime over the summer. I'm crossing my fingers, either that or I'm getting a new monitor.
Deciding. Yeah.
I think I might get a new monitor to replace one of the ones I have here, because some of the monitors I have, one of the two monitors, actually both of them, are not really high res.
Yeah, like one's, it was it like 1280 by 720, and the other's the like something by 1600.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the best, and there's pixelation and stuff which annoys me.
Yeah.
Which would be, which it reminds me again, it would be really awesome if Apple came out with a Retina monitor. I would actually probably buy it.
That'd be ridiculous, and they'd probably charge more than an iPad for it.
Well, I hope they wouldn't charge more than an iPad, because it seems like it wouldn't be that more expensive than an iPad.
Yeah, I know, but remember, this is Apple we're talking about.
Yeah.
And they'd probably also have to, like, integrate it into a Mac or something.
A guy can always hope.
Yeah.
That they would someone would sell a spin-off Retina display that would be able to process PC stuff. I would be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Retina display monitor.
Aww. Yeah.
So, Aaron, why don't you take this one about Valve?
Yes, so apparently, you guys might have heard about the Steambox, the new console rumor, the rumor that that Valve is developing their own console.
I hope not.
It depends. Like, if they're going to be going with a controller interface, or if it's like a PC keyboard interface, and it just really is optimized to play games from Steam. And that might be kind of neat for people who
optimized for games for Steam. I would think that it would be awesome if you could just plug it into your PC and use both of your processes, I guess. So you can have the Steam box plugged into your PC, and it runs through your PC, but you don't have to unplug your monitor into your Steam box.
Well, from what I can tell, it's more of, like, from the pictures, I don't know if they're real, but from the stuff I've seen, is it looks like they're more or less, it's like a TV console, like controller, and you buy stuff off of Steam. It just, you know, it doesn't seem like a PC interface.
I think it would be really awesome, though, I think it would be better if they just decided to make the PC into a console. that Valve would found the make the foundation for the PC to turn into kind of a console like interface. Because I like Valve right now. The only problem I have with Steam is simply that it doesn't have all PC games compatible for it. And I think it would be a great benefit to all parties involved if Steam just focused on the PC and got all the games there. Because I think that console gaming is overrated.
Yeah.
I actually still have my Xbox. I'm not going to sell it because I actually do like my Xbox. It's perfect for parties. But I just think that Valve would do better if they focused on the PC. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, like, because obviously the Valve games, like, they don't seem to be really console-oriented, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
they
seem to
be
sloppy
central
ports.
Central for PC. I think they do a great job at integrating the PC controls into the console, but I still think that Valve just needs to be on the PC. I don't think that there's anything wrong with being different than any of the major game companies.
Mm-hmm. Considering that there's so few PC-oriented developers, it would be really nice if we, you know, kept Valve.
I mean, even the company that created Origin, I wish they didn't create Origin because
it's awful.
Because, yeah, I wish it was just simply I wish they didn't have Origin. I wish they cooperated with Valve.
Yeah, I know. All the EA games are no longer on Steam. Well, like, they no new ones, anyways.
Except for Modern Warfare 3.
That's not EA.
Oh, yeah, no EA games. Sorry, wasn't sure what you meant there. But there are no. I mean, EA and Valve, I feel like those are some of the two major PC developers.
Not
well. I mean, Blizzard as well.
Blizzard, yeah. Considering, let's see, they have Diablo.
I think Blizzard and
World of Warcraft and StarCraft. None of those are on console, so yeah they are kind of a PC centric.
And I mean, EA isn't PC centric, but EA has also had a lot of games on the PC also.
Well, just about everyone's had games on the PC, but usually they're not like focused on PC.
Yeah, not like Valve is, anyways.
Yeah.
Or Blizzard. Because, I mean, I feel like Valve and Blizzard are fairly integrated. I don't know. What do you think there?
Like, what do you mean?
If Valve and Blizzard work together well.
Oh, well, like to make a game together? No.
I mean, Valve and Blizzard games work with Steam.
I doubt that Blizzard would ever want to put their games on Steam, but
I think it would just be a benefit to. Again, I'm going to repeat myself. I think it's going to be a benefit to all if everyone just posted their games on Steam.
Yeah, I know, and Valve would be even richer than they already are, which is exactly why people don't put all their games on Steam. That's the problem. It's at the company that owns Steam, if they, no matter who, like, someone has to own Steam, and whoever does is going to get a lot of money because of them posting the games on there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also about the consumer happiness. I know I would be a lot happier if Battlefield 3 was integrated into Steam. I already have all my friends on Steam, and it'd be nice if when a friend Steam messaged me a message, if I would be able to receive it in my game of Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
That would make it a lot nicer. I'll go ahead and take this one. Apparently, guys know Mass Effect 3 came out. A lot of big companies have had a lot of big name titles. Pretty happy. But the little guys are still fighting for recognition. Mass Effect 3 was a huge release. Building of Isaac.
Binding. That was Binding a weird game that's on Steam.
Nintendo rejections his internal divisions over company's image. I have never heard of this.
Yeah, all basically what it's saying is this, that that there are still a lot of smaller developers who are trying to get past the big juggernauts of the industry, and they're not doing such a great job of it. Now here's something cool.
I mean,
cool.
It's really hard to, so I don't blame them.
There's going to be apparently a new SimCity coming out next year. I love SimCity.
I would probably play Anno 2070 before I'd play SimCity.
So I know there's a trailer out for that. I saw part of it. But yeah, so that looks awesome. They have some new 3D animations that look really good.
Yeah, I can't wait until I get it my graphics card, because I'm going to get the same one as Aaron is, and that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see those awesome graphics.
Yes. So I guess I'm looking forward to the new SimCity. From the trailer, it looks pretty awesome.
I don't think we're really talking about anything about what this article says.
Yes, actually, it has the SimCity thing in here.
Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and take this article down here.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Artificially intelligent versus artificially human. Creating better NPCs. I think this is great because NPCs suck right now.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're all computerized, and I mean they're all artificial intelligences. What this article is trying to say that all NPCs are artificial intelligences instead of creating an artificial human. The difference between those is because an artificial intelligence is going to make the perfect decisions, and if you choose to go on easy on a campaign, the programming says to take less shots, to miss more, to not throw grenades when you're playing a campaign. Now, that's perfect decisions for the NPCs because they're programmed to do that and programmed to let you win. But artificially human is a more human-like thing. They make their own decisions.
Yeah, it's not a set of commands. It's like, they make decisions based on what they're presented with.
They're presented with a group of people coming up to attack them, they're most likely going to throw a grenade, no matter.
Or they might just run, considering if they're not, set up to, like, throwing a grenade is what they'd probably do now, or they just stand there and shoot. But if they had any sort of decision-making process and they realized they can't win, they'd probably, run and try and get to a position where they could potentially you know, actually do some damage.
Yeah, which and round up with the army, kind of, that would be really cool. And they also want to be able to convey the artificial human-like things, to be able to convey emotions during certain parts of the campaign and storylines, which is awesome, because I guess it says here that the average NPC shows itself for about 7 seconds before you kill it, or something like that. And they have 7 seconds to display the emotion. And they want to be able to display the emotion of the NPC so that, I guess, they can... the storyline moves along better and you could better immerse yourself. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I think I totally agree. And yeah, I'm just sort of looking through this. But yeah, that'd be kind of cool. And another element of realism to video games in general.
I mean, to create the decision-making thing and then implement the emotions. Now, that'd be a difficult thing to program, because they kind of contradict each other in kind of a way.
Yeah.
But they don't at the same time. So, do you want to take the next one? Do you think we've beat the heck out of this?
Yeah, I think that wraps that other one up. So, apparently Microsoft will allow Windows and Office on the iPad, but obviously it won't be free. I don't think I was expecting it to be free, truthfully.
I don't know if anyone was, but it's awesome that Windows Office and Microsoft Office and Windows is going to be on the... I think it's going to be Windows 8. It's going to be able to be on the iPad. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So I can get Windows 8 and Apple OS.
That would be cool, but I think there's, like, you know, it's not quite that way.
I would freak out.
Yeah. Okay, so I think Office, like, you know, PowerPoint, Word, Excel.
I don't know how PowerPoint's going to be implemented, because that'd be really hard to control.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you have, obviously with the iPad 3, that... You know, we don't know anything about it. So for all you know, there might be ports and things
like
to
USB
allow it to plug into other devices.
Yeah.
So.
It'd be really awesome if the iPad 3 came installed with a mini projector.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's eventually going to happen, Aaron. Sometime in the future.
Mini projector, that seems so impractical.
Actually, I know a teacher who used a mini projector once. I couldn't see anything.
Oh, and
mini projectors
right there,
are impractical.
And right there, that is your reason that they don't exist. You couldn't see anything. So,
I'm gonna go.
What?
Is that about it?
Well, I was going to say that I was going to keep saying that it would be really cool to have those applications on a tablet.
It really would.
Although I'd probably would rather be typing with a keyboard than with a touchscreen if I'm going to be typing something long that would require an application like Word.
Exactly.
I mean, it'd be nice to have all the formatting options and stuff. So if you want to make something on the go and for some reason you don't have a laptop, some reason that you have the money to afford an iPad but you don't have the money to afford a laptop...
Ludes me.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, okay. Is that about it, Aaron?
Yeah, for that, I think, yeah. Just cool, sort of.
Wrap that puppy up.
I don't quite understand why you'd want Windows on an iPad either, considering it's not optimized for a touchscreen.
Well, actually, Windows 8.
It will,
but
I hope at the moment it is not. Because right here, it doesn't say anything about Windows 8.
Does it say...
It just says Windows 7 will... potentially be on iPad and stuff like that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want Windows 7 on my iPad because, again, as you said, it's not optimized and it's going to be a pain in the butt.
Yes.
Oh, and I could, you know how Minecraft Pocket Edition is on the Apple Store now?
Yes, it's been on there for a while.
I think it'd be freaking awesome to play Minecraft Pocket Edition on the Apple iPad 3.
It works on the iPad, and so I'd assume it would work on the iPad 3.
That would be awesome. And eventually when when Minecraft, and hopefully if Minecraft gets cloud storage for your world saves and stats.
You could just transfer it between your device and your PC.
Yeah, so you're right there where you left off on your world, and you could do something productive while you're taking the train to work.
Productive. Because that's actually productive.
What, Minecraft isn't productive?
No, I don't think Minecraft really is all that productive. But,
what's your definition of productive?
I don't know, like you're getting something done that could potentially... What the heck? How are you manipulating where I'm looking in the dock?
I'm not manipulating where you're looking.
You're, like, doing something and I'm zooming up and down.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and
what you're doing. But, yeah.
I know you're going to enjoy this, but I just had to take this next article here because I don't want you to give your biased opinion.
Okay.
Actually, I do want you to give your biased opinion, but, that's why I have you on the show, because I want your biased opinion, but I'm going to go ahead and present this, and then you can give all your opinions on how this is a crap thing.
Okay.
Apparently, there are patent wars. Oh my gosh. Apparently, a lot of tech industry members have been suing each other, and there's a lot of money at stake. First of all, no duh. Second of all, no duh. Third of all, no surprise, Apple is in this. And Apple wins one, apparently loses another, and asks for money. No, dear. Let's start with Apple. Apple won a motion on Monday to gain access to secret details about Google's development of the Android. Suing them because they feel like Google and Motorola smartphones violated Apple's intellectual property, despite the protest from Google.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that Android has taken some ideas from Apple, but I think it is creative, and it is not necessarily entirely Apple's property.
Yeah, I think Apple's just trying to, you know, I understand the fact that they're trying to protect themselves, because if they don't show that they're willing to protect their IP, then, you know, more people might try and rip them off. But, I mean, seriously, if they really care that much, then there are so many things that rip off Apple in so many ways, it's not even funny. I mean,
that's why they're trying to do this, because they've been ripped off a lot before, and I believe that. I just feel like that this is a good thing to go after, but not as hard as they're going after.
Yeah, I mean Android has been around for a very long time, and
not as long as Apple's iPad.
I mean, yes, obviously, but it's kind of weird that they're going after it. They finally decide to go after it now.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's actually been going on, but yeah. Apple, and there's another case here. Apple claims that Kodak misappropriated its technology to wrongly obtain a patent allowing details of digital images on LCD screens. Apparently, this court has suggested that Apple and Kodak find a way to settle this case without trying to not interfere with Kodak's plans to sell all of its patents and stuff. And also, the judge rejected Apple's request to revive its pending litigation, as well as a request to launch a new lawsuit against Kodak. Who actually uses Kodak anyways?
yeah.
Second of all, I didn't know Kodak was still around.
Yeah, either did I.
Third of all...
What do they do? It's like, seriously, what?
They make...
What do they do? Yes, I know, but like, what do they still do that anyone would actually care?
I don't know. I don't know how they have enough money to fight this case.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind, that they still have enough money to fight this case.
Yeah.
Apparently, there are open source patent wars. I'm not going to go into this, but because open source stuff should not be patented because it's open source.
Yeah, I know. It kind of defeats the purpose of stuff being completely open.
Yes.
Because then isn't, and therefore open source is just a lie.
So it's not really open source if they say it's, yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't quite understand why they would do that.
And this is Oracle versus Google and Java patents and Androids. And apparently Google's getting sued a lot. Of course,
yeah.
Google has enough money to pay for all this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just have patent troll with Microsoft, Apple, and game companies to fend off suits, Amazon, and ebook patent portfolios. Did that make any sense? No. Just know that a lot of stuff has been going on between Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, game companies, Nokia, another company I see here, Wall Street Journal reported this, and
yeah, so they're all suing each other, but then again, what are big corporate companies without suing?
Oh, and also Microsoft has a case against Barnes & Noble's Nook devices. Actually, Nook has done pretty well, and is rated amongst the most reliable and best ones in Consumer Reports, which is good.
Yeah.
So that means that they have good products. Their touchscreen actually has better response than my Kindle's touchscreen.
Well, of course, because, I mean, you have the Kindle Touch, which is... It's not bad, but if you're actually... It's not... The touchscreen is not intended for heavy use.
Yeah, it's not intended for heavy use. It's only intended for, like, touching it to turn the page.
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know if we have much else to talk about here.
Yeah, I just wanted to keep talking about Kindles. I was thinking about getting a Kindle, and I wanted to hear your opinion on this. Have you seen anything about the Kindle Fire?
Actually, I know a friend who has the Kindle Fire.
Because, yeah, that's the one I was thinking about, you know, trying.
It's connected to the Android market, so you could download Minecraft.
Awesome.
It has all the Android games. You can get all the awesome stuff. It has a great color touchscreen. The response time is amazing. About as good as an iPod's touchscreen response time.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason I wanted to pick it up. Like, I don't really... I want an e-reader, because I like e-books and stuff. I like it a lot.
Yeah, because e-books are a lot less expensive.
Books. Yeah, and they don't... Obviously, they don't take up room. But I, at the same time, I didn't want a device... I didn't want to have another device that didn't really do much of anything other than read books. I wanted something that actually, you know, could hold its own with other applications.
Yeah, and I feel like the Kindle Fire is a great thing, and it works fantastically.
Yes.
So I would highly recommend the Kindle Fire or the Kindle Touch if you just want something to read.
Yeah.
I have the Kindle Touch because I just want something to read.
Yeah.
Because I already have a computer, and I don't like mobile devices anymore as much as I used to. Since I have my iPod and I have my Kindle, I really don't need anything else.
Yeah.
So I would recommend the Kindle Fire again. Okay, going into a roundtable thing. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Aaron?
I don't think so. I think this episode is a little bit shorter than our usual.
Just a little bit, but, you know, time crunch.
Yes, we are kind of crunched for time. But
yep, because we kind of got started a bit later than I was hoping.
Yeah. And sorry that we couldn't get Netpork back on. We're trying to get him anytime, you know, like hopefully soon.
Anytime we possibly can. He's a great person. I don't think we gave him the best impression of our podcast on podcast number 4.
Yeah.
That was our worst podcast ever.
Yeah.
So I think this is about it. We're working on getting our music set up.
Yeah, we're working on getting, like, consistent music to put in the beginning and the end.
Consistent graphics? Consistency.
Yeah, just consistency in general.
Consistent uploading, and apparently I'm going to scream at Phil.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Please spread the newsletter podcast. We are very small, and we would really appreciate it if you would spread the news about our podcast. I'm sorry today has been a little bit more low energy than most of our podcasts, but I haven't had my daily dose of caffeine, so I guess that's good.
Well, I mean, if it's low energy, then I suppose that would be a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I Yeah, I don't think this was as funny of an episode as we normally have our things.
Yeah, it's easier to have funny stuff when you've got three people, I think.
Yeah, I believe so too. I think that's still
kind of why we should get Phil or someone else on.
Yeah, I don't know if John would come on, but he doesn't like podcasts, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's always worth a try.
We could always try to get people on. But anyways, I really have to go. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. I love you. But thank you for listening. This is awesome. Welcome to Tech Talk.
Yeah.
With AK G-Zone.
The same thing as Geek Network, except Geek Network wasn't actually a network, so it's Tech Talk.
Yeah, because we weren't a network.
Yeah.
We never were, and we probably never will be. But that is not our aspiration, is it?
Yes.
Our aspiration is to be part of a network.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And
yeah, I gotta go. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you all. Have a great night. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for listening. Bye.